Hello, ladies and gents. It's your main man, Olo, and welcome back to another episode of Belligerent. And on today's episode, we're going to get into you. They came out way better in my head, but that's just really what the topic is. We're about to get ready to get into you. Now, I got something to tell you that your parents felt like they couldn't afford to tell you when you were younger, just based off of circumstances. You are a masterpiece. I'm gonna say that again. You are a masterpiece. Now it's time to sit your belligerent ass down and get ready. You are a masterpiece. I just want you to take a couple of seconds just to think about that. And I'm going to say it one more time just to reiterate. You are a masterpiece. Now, for some people, that might be a very hard concept to come across or to even perceive to think about. So I have a question. What makes it so hard for you to believe that you are a masterpiece? And it's really comes down to the freedom. The freedom. Think about this. The reason why it's so hard for you to think about you being a masterpiece is the freedom of creating yourself. Like, I'm taking these dramatic pauses and just so you can just sit and take the time to listen to what I'm saying and actually feel it hit you. Being called a masterpiece. Understanding that you are free to create exactly who you are. So we're going to go past society. We're going to go past parenting. We're going to go past what your peer group is doing. We're going to go past all that because you get to create who you are. You are your own masterpiece. So how does this work, Olo? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Can you even look in the mirror, matter of fact? Can you stand the sight of you? If not, then why? Find out that reason why and work on that. Everything is not going to be, you know, fixed overnight. But you can work on one thing at a time. And it's cool. It might take you a day, week, month, a year just to fix that one thing or to create that masterpiece. You know what that masterpiece will look like for you in that one area. And it's fine. But nobody ever tells you that that's okay. Everybody tells you to speed up or get along with the rhythm or that's too different. Why don't you just do this instead? Take the time out to understand that you are a unique individual. Like I always state, you're one of one. You're a masterpiece. Look at the Mona Lisa. Why is that recognized as, you know, the also number one picture in art? Because everybody else put it there. So why not put yourself in a masterpiece position? And by that, I mean the way you view yourself. Don't worry about the way others view you. How do you view yourself? What would you like to do better? Create that masterpiece. And this really goes into like this New Year's like thing, like, you know, I'm proud of the internet, you know what I'm saying? Like the way the world works in like waves, I think it's on like a cycle system that's been like used like for years. This is like the first time I haven't seen anybody like say, I got a New Year's resolution. You know, everybody understands that they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, pretty much. If you decide to wake up today and just like, I'm gonna start a diet, you can start that diet. But when it comes to creating yourself as the masterpiece that you are, what's holding you back? Do you feel like it's not enough time? Do you feel like you've created too many distractions around you to focus on yourself? You know, a lot of things come into play, but you got to understand the value of you. If you don't value yourself, who else is there to value you? how you view yourself and how you, I want to say, use the word project your value when you go out. It's not just based off a look or persona. It's about the confidence level. And I'm going to use, I really don't like using like celebrities and like rich people for that, because they have money, and people always be like, well, they got money, so, you know, they can wear those type of clothes, or they got money, so they can wear whatever they want. You can do that being broke. Money doesn't, you know what I'm saying, establish, okay, now I can wear whatever I want. If that's something that you want to build and that's a part of your masterpiece, you can wear whatever you want. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be cheap. You know, if it's a shirt that you want to have and you like rocking it, cool. If you like rocking novel tees, cool. You like rocking button downs, cool. Be that individual person. Be that masterpiece. Put that on yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror just like, oh yeah, this shit rocking. Like, I'm rocking this shit. And from there, when you walk outside, everybody's going to take notice. It's like, dang, like, I can't pull that off. But he rocking it. You know what I'm saying? She rocking it, you know? And now you put in the confidence level in yourself of your creation. You know, you're creating exactly who you are, what you want to be. So now I'm going to put this into play when it comes to work ethic or dreams that you wish to have, like, placed in front of you, that you wish to come make things come into existence for you. You know, everybody's big on like this manifestation type thing, or if you religious based, you know what I'm saying, you put it in the hands of God type of thing. Like, it's cool, whatever your belief system is, you know what I'm saying, go for it. But this is how you make it happen. No matter what spirituality, religion you have, this is how you make it happen. You build yourself step by step, one piece at a time. And if you're not building yourself, nothing that you're trying to manifest or, you know, give to Jesus or whatever the case is, it's not going to happen. You're going to be sitting and time is going to go by 3-4 years. Dang, I remember I asked for this, or I remember I spoke this into existence, but it's not happening. And then once you start finally making the moves to process that you're a masterpiece, and you start making, by putting yourself in position to get those things that you want to manifest, to get those things that you want to put, you know what I'm saying, in other people's hands, you take into account your own hands that you're capable of doing it yourself, that's when it happens. And most people like overlook this. They overlook this to the maximum, because you have to go out and do research, because you have to put in the time and effort, because you have to put in the work to create yourself. You have to create the masterpiece that's you. And it's so hard for individuals, because your whole life, you get told what to do, what to think, how to look. Nah, don't do that. That's wrong. So what am I supposed to look like if everything around me is telling me my vision of me is wrong? So how will I be able to combat that? Because at this stage in life where I'm at, I'm so used to society like dictating everything. I'm used to following my peer group, or I'm trying to make that step to be different, you know, to make that step to be myself. And in doing this, I just want you to, when you take the time out to remember where you came from. And in this remembrance of where you came from, it's a different type of memory. Like a memory. What is a memory? It's a tip, a different type of thought process that I want you to, you know what I'm saying, and take for yourself. Take in the account for everything that you had valued during that period of time that nobody else valued, and look at the value of what you thought, you know what I'm saying, now. So does it say when you were younger? This is just a random example, like Pokemon cards. Nerdiest thing in the world to do back then. Look at a Pokemon card now. Money. It's worth money. Like, but it's just, that's a different type of value. Like, I want you to put the value on in interest of your characteristics, in interest of your well-being, in interest of what you see fit to make yourself happy. Where is that value at now? What changed? What was the reason why the value of your happiness that you perceived at that point in time couldn't be established? And can it be made now? And once you start seeing the differences in time periods and how time changes everything, at this point, this is your moment to step up, focus on yourself, figure this out again. Now you got to go break down and remold yourself because like now you've been like programmed to, hey, I got to think this way. I'm not capable of doing that, or I'm not able to do that because this isn't that. Or they got council culture going around now, so I gotta, you know what I'm saying, be wary of what I think or what I how I present myself or what do I say to people. You don't. You don't. It's your life. Everybody has a life. You're working on your masterpiece. Everybody else is still trying to figure out what they're trying to do with themselves. You get to create who you are. You get to create what you want to be. And now it's that time to finally break down all these missed messages, these like, you know, everything that you've been tolerating up until this point in your life. And that toleration has brought you down to depression, anxiety. You know, it makes it to where you can't, you feel like that you can't. I'm not gonna say that you can't. You feel like that you can't accomplish something or a goal or a task in your life because how everything has been presented around you your entire life. This is your time to break out of that mold. You are a masterpiece. You in charge of your masterpiece. You in charge of what paintbrush you're using. You in charge of the paint, the structure, the stroke, left hand, right hand, up, down, left, right. You're in charge of that. And now, having said that, it's so much pressure. You're gonna feel so much pressure on yourself to be yourself. How that make that make sense? You came into this world not being pressured to be anybody but you. But as growing up in this world, you get pressure into not being who you are. Now you get received the most pressure in finding out who you are and what is your masterpiece. Like I'm saying, like who are you as an individual? Look at yourself. What type of masterpiece am I? Like think about it. This is how things has been set up. And now is your chance. And now you finna have the most pressure that you've never felt in your life. And this should come natural. This should be a natural thing that everybody, you know, cool, be yourself, be yourself. But guess what? Everybody's different. Everybody's not gonna have the same mindset. And you, the crazy part is you see it every single day. When you look at social media, you know what I'm saying? You see topics of relationships or this is what a man's supposed to do. This is what a female's supposed to do. And everybody, I mean, everybody has different views and perceptions on it. So how can one be right when everybody has a different perception on it? Focus on yourself. You're a masterpiece. You get to create yourself. You get to create who you want to be. So why are you creating this person? I want you to be the very best at it, no matter what it is. Be the best at being yourself. Whatever that looks like for you and your happiness, whatever that looks like. I'm happy when I do this. I'm more in tune with myself when I do that. Cool. I enjoy going outside, you know, taking walks. You know what I'm saying? Have some new experiences, try some new stuff. Oh, I ain't like doing this because they said this was girly. You know, I can't do this because they say only man could do this. You know, hey, try some new stuff out. That's if you want to be adventurous or if you had that idea back at one point in time and you know it got described to you as nah, you can't do that because of this. Yeah, it's a whole new world out here that's trying to tell you how to survive into being yourself and not being somebody else. Because we all surviving with faces. We all put on a mask here and there just to, you know what I'm saying, to get where we need to be or to survive the day. Y'all know y'all got different characteristics at work than y'all do at home, you know what I mean? So I know I ain't talking out the side of my neck, but at this point in your time in life, like you gotta take the time out to focus on you and building up who you are. And it's gonna be like one of the hardest missions, but it's gonna be the most rewarding. The most rewarding. I don't care how much you value money. I don't care how much you value material things. I don't care how much you value anything else on this planet. The reward for knowing who you are as an individual person and enjoying yourself, being confident in yourself, creating yourself as the masterpiece that you already are, being confident in the masterpiece that you already are. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that's the greatest achievement that you can have. That's what success looks like. That's what successful is. Creating yourself, being yourself, loving yourself. And that's it. I mean, I really can't even like process like who I was when it came to like growing up in school, because I'm trying to like put on a mask to just, you know what I'm saying, fit into like different barriers and different boundaries, because I like chilling with everybody. I enjoy everybody's spirit, you know. I enjoy hanging out with the nerds. I enjoy hanging out with the jocks because I play sports. Like, you can't classify me in just one single class. Like, I'm a fuck with everybody, bro. Like, I'm gonna be cool with everybody I can possible. You know, as long as, you know what I'm saying, nobody trying to stab me in the back and shit. But like, everybody cool. You know what I'm saying? It's some wonderful people out here that you have had the chance to meet, but you didn't take into account. You know what I'm saying? Like. What people actually look like on the inside, you know. You just went with the trends, what the peers doing. Oh, he fine, he sexy. That's who y'all think fine and sexy. Well, he probably do look good, you know what I'm saying? So you start adjusting your mind to, you know what I'm saying, fascinate about that person because everybody else is fascinated about that person. And then you overlook the, you know what I'm saying, the little quiet guy, or you know what I'm saying, you start overlooking people that you could have had a whole friendship or a relationship with that could have been better for you. But you know, you follow the trends. You know what I'm saying? What's set for everybody else? And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's a learning process. Life is not nothing but a learning process. We all out here learning and trying to, you know what I'm saying, do our best. And you don't miss out on so many people in your lifetime that could have, you know what I'm saying, helped benefit you and prosper you to grow in the way that you need to grow, in the way that you're trying to grow right now. Listening to this podcast. Think about that. You could already met that person. You know what I'm saying? You know, matter of fact, you already met that person. You just didn't talk to him because you felt, oh, that's a nerd. I can't be associated with nerds. Or, you know what I'm saying, their interests don't mess up with my interests, but you judging them based off of one character trait, one thing. So I just need y'all to take the time to focus on yourselves, focus on what y'all actually enjoy, and start rebuilding exactly who you are. And be that masterpiece that you always was, man. You always been a masterpiece. Ladies and gents, you always been masterpieces. It's just over time, you lose sight of who you were. You lose sight, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put on so many masks that you just like, dang, what? And when I go home, am I wearing a mask? You know what I'm saying? Can I be calm, cool, collected with myself? Can I sit with myself in silence? You know what I'm saying? Or do I get trapped in my head? Or do I overthink everything? Or do I overanalyze the conversation that I had 2 weeks ago with somebody that didn't even care about me? You know, stop putting that shit together, man. Like, for real. Get your mind in tune with yourself. Understand who you are as an individual being. And that's when you're going to become the most prosperous. Your light going to shine. Your energy going to attract exactly who needs to come towards you. Once they see that confidence like radiating off of you, they're going to be like, oh yeah, I like what she's doing right now. You know what I'm saying? I like what he's doing right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gravitating, naturally gravitating to him. You know, it's like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you so happy? I'm interested. What are you doing with your life? You know, like, hey, it could be simple as, hey, I enjoy waking up every day. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy the breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy this, the way this area smells. You know, that's small shit. I enjoy the way money feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can enjoy shit that the world has to offer, but understand, don't let it conquer who you are. Don't let it conquer your soul. Let's put it that way. Don't let shit that's been created for this world to sustain, not even this world, because the world didn't create money. Man created money. Don't let society corrupt your soul. Let's put it that way. When creating your masterpiece, don't let things that society has made or dictated to be the point of interest of view for you, don't let it corrupt your soul. Get back in contact with yourself. I keep talking about the world and stuff like that because I enjoy nature. For me, I'm cool with sitting outside, looking at the stars, looking at the clouds move. Like, I mean, like, I'm still trying to figure out like why do people who study, you know what I'm saying, the weather can't get the weather right all these years. When they say 99.9% chance of rain and the sun come out blazing, you be like, Yo, what happened? And then they hit you with like, yeah, it's a 5% chance of rain today. And it's storming the entire day, but they had a 5%. It's mind blowing. But I enjoy the world. I enjoy different cultures, different experiences, see how like different ways people live, just to, you know, how, because everybody's different, you know? Everybody's a masterpiece on their own self. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, needs to learn how to tolerate themselves, how to sit with themselves in silence, how to talk to themselves, you know, like, because sometimes you need to boost yourself up, you know? Sometimes you find yourself in a dark space, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got no partner or, you know, say in a relationship, you know, that can, they got a partner that's gonna see them down and be like, hey, yo, you need to get your ass back up type shit. Like, you gotta recognize that in yourself. And it's just being real. Like, how else you gonna learn or how else you gonna know if you ain't got no partner? But besides that, I just need y'all to understand that you're a masterpiece. Start focusing on creating exactly who you are and what you want to be. I hope I was able to open up some ears, open up some minds, open up some hearts. It's been your main man, Olo, signing off.